I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
Of a world where the poor are not exploited by the rich.
一个穷人不被富人剥削的世界。
Where children are not trafficked to work in brothels.
儿童不会被贩卖到妓院去工作。
Where families are free of abuse and violence.
在这个世界里，家庭没有虐待和暴力。
Where physical, emotional, and mental illness is no more.
再也没有身体、情感和精神的疾病。
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
Of a world where people will not blow themselves up in the name of their God, killing innocent people in the process.
在这个世界里，人们不会再自焚，用他们神的名义去杀害那些无辜的人。
Of a world where nations will not be at war with one another.
在这个世界里，国家将不会彼此的征战。
A world where millions will not be massacred and slaughtered because of their religious faith.
数百万的人不会因为他们的宗教信仰被人屠杀。
A world without famine, a world without natural disasters, a world without disease.
一个没有饥荒、没有自然灾害、没有疾病的世界。
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
A dream of a new world, a perfect world, where peace, justice, and righteousness reign.
一个新世界的梦想，一个完美的世界，和平、公义、正义在其中掌权。
A world where peoples of every nation live together in harmony.
在这个世界里，各国的人民可以和平共和睦共处。
I have a dream. Well, it's not exactly my dream.
我有一个梦想，但也不完全是我的梦想。
It's God's promise in Isaiah chapter 11.
这是神在以赛亚书十一章给我们的应许。
And repeat it throughout the scriptures.
这个应许一直在圣经中重复。
The promise of a brand new day when the perfect world arrives.
有一天，神所应许的完美的世界会实现。
Friends, we need in this brand new world the ultimate king.
我们在这个全新的世界里，我们需要一个完美的君王。
The Bible speaks of a perfect world, and the key to a perfect world is a perfect king.
圣经讲了一个完美的世界，而一个完美的世界的关键是有一个完美的君王。
Our English congregation met this king last week from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7.
上一周在以赛亚书九章六到七节，我们遇见了这个国王。
We meet him again today.
今天我们再次的遇见他。
He is a humble Davidic king.
他是个谦卑的大卫家里的国王。
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit.
从耶西的根必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
In Isaiah chapter 7 and 8, God brought judgment upon the house of David because of the unbelief of King Ahaz and his submission to the Assyrian leaders.
在以赛亚书七到八章，我们看到神要审判大卫的家，因为亚哈斯王他不信神，他屈服于亚述人。
Judgment is coming, yet from this stump a shoot will grow.
虽然神的审判会临到，但是从这个树桩子里要长一根枝子。
And he speaks of Jesse, King David's father, rather than David, and it takes us beyond the pomp and arrogance of the kings to the humble origins of the king and beyond Jerusalem to the town of Bethlehem.
在这里谈到的是伊西是大卫王的父亲，而不是大卫。让我们不是去看这些国王的浮华与傲慢，而是看到大卫王卑微的出身。
And we're reminded 1 Samuel chapter 16 and the anointing of David to the throne.
我们记得啊，在撒母耳记上十六章。大卫被撒母耳高立成为国王，坐在宝座上。
And that was by Samuel.
是被撒母耳所高立的。
God will keep his promises to King David.
神会持守他给大卫的应许。
Judgment will come, yet God will continue his work and have a king who will follow.
神的审判会来到，但是神会继续的做工，他会有一个新的王会出现。
Now this king is ruled by the Spirit of God.
这个国王他会被神的灵来掌管。
What will stop this king being like the other kings?
啊，是什么能使这国王不像别的国王一样能变坏呢？
It's the work of the Spirit of God.
那是因为神的灵的工作，圣灵的工作。
Verse 2 says, The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
二到三节。耶和华的灵必降临在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵，他必以敬畏耶和华为乐。
And in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, a few chapters later, it says, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him and he will bring justice to the nations."
以赛亚书四十二章一节那里说，看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选，所扶持，心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给万邦。
In Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 to 3, and these are verses that Jesus quoted about himself.
在以赛亚书66章1到3节，这是耶稣引用的话。
So the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners.
差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
报告耶和华的恩典和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人。
And provide for those who grieve in Zion.
赐华冠于锡安，悲哀的人。
He is humble, he rules by the Spirit of God, and he delights in the fear of the Lord.
他谦卑，他受圣灵的掌管，他以敬畏耶华为乐。
The kings that came before him trusted in other powers. This king will trust in his God.
啊，在他以前的国王都信靠人的权势，但是这个王却依靠神。
Well, what type of king will he be? Point two, that he is going to be a king with insight and wisdom and understanding and knowledge.
这是一个怎么样的国王呢？他是一个有远见的国王，他有聪明、智慧和认识神的知识。
In verse 2 that we read a moment ago, have a look at that one on the screen. He has wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and fear of the Lord.
你知道在第二节里说他有智慧、聪明、谋略、能力、知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
He is a king who knows everything.
这个王能够知道一切的事情。
One of the roles of being a parent is that you're a referee.
你知道我们做父母的时候常常会做判官。
I have three daughters.
我有三个女孩。
When they were little, I was often a referee between them.
她当小的时候，我常常在他们的中间做裁判。
You understand what I mean, right?
你知道我说什么吗？
They have a fight and an argument.
有的时候他们争吵。
And you have to try and work out who was right and who was wrong.
你设法知道哦，谁是对的，谁是错的。
It's very difficult unless you have great wisdom.
除非你有真正的聪明，很难以做判断。
Because those little kids, they're tricky.
这些小孩他也非常非常的狡猾的。
They lie.
他欺骗。
They pretend.
他们假装。
And you can see things with your eyes, you can hear things with your ears, but that can still be wrong.
你可以用你的眼睛看，用你的耳听，但是仍然你会犯错。
You need to see their motivation and their heart and their desires to know the truth.
你需要啊，看他们的动机，看他们的态度，你才能看到真相。
This king doesn't just listen and see; he knows what's in their hearts.
你知道这个王不仅是有眼睛看、耳朵听，最重要是他知道人的心，他知道事情的真相。
He'll bring justice and righteousness.
他要把公义和公平带来。
He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of all the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist.
他行审判，不凭眼见；断是非，不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他卸下的带子。
I read the story of a man who grew up in India.
我读到一个故事，说一个人在印度长大。
He was a Hindu man.
他是个印度教的人。
Christians gave him a Bible and he started to read the Bible.
有基督徒给他一本圣经，他开始读圣经。
And when he read the Old Testament, he saw that God would often bring judgment.
在读旧约的时候，他看到神常常带来审判。
We like a God who just shows us love, but he liked the fact that God brought judgment.
我们知道我们当人欺骗的时候，神会带来审判他们。
Why was that?
是那谁呢？
Because you see, he saw that God protected the poor. God judged the wicked leaders, and he thought that was a great thing.
他看到神是保护那些贫穷人，给人带来公义，所以他觉得这是个好的事情。
He lived in a very poor community.
他生活在一个非常贫穷的社区。
The leaders and the rulers exploited his community, and their people became poor and poor.
你知道，在他的社区里，那些个当领袖的总是剥削那些穷人，让穷人变得越来越穷。
And he finally met in the Old Testament a God who cared for justice and righteousness, and he wanted to know more about that God.
当他读圣经的时候，他发现了神，神喜爱公义、公平、正义。
And later, he started to read the New Testament.
后来，他开始读新约的圣经。
And he realized that the God who would bring justice and judgment upon evil also poured out his judgment on his Son Jesus Christ on a cross because he loved us.
当他看到那个带来公义和审判的神，就是把他的儿子审判他的儿子啊，把我们的罪归在他的身上。
And Jesus died for us so we could have a relationship with God.
耶稣为我们的罪而死，所以我们可以跟神建立真实的关系。
But he became a follower of Christ, but he started in the Old Testament.
你知道吗？他成为一个成为耶稣的门徒，他开始读新约圣经。
Do you want God to judge the evil people in this world?
你是不是想让神审判这个世界上的邪恶呢？
I think we do, but we also remember that all of us are guilty before God and we trust in Jesus for salvation.
我们想我们每个人都希望这样，但是我们希望我们每个人知道我们每个人都是罪人，我们希望来信靠耶稣。
And he has power and authority. We saw that in verse 4 and 5.
我们看到在四章四节五节里看到那里的能力和权威。
He strikes the earth with the rod of his mouth.
他用他口中的杖击打世界。
The breath of his lips, he slays the wicked.
用他嘴里的气来杀戮恶人。
This great king will not let people get away with evil any longer.
神不能允许罪恶继续的下去。
I have a dream.
我有个梦想。
That evil will finally be eradicated.Removed.
邪恶要从这个世界上完全的消除。
Let me tell you about Gregory Fisher, who was a missionary in West Africa.
我跟你们讲啊 ，Greg Fisher 一个人，他是在西非当宣教士。
He was teaching a class in Bible College when one of the students said,
当他在西非的圣经学院里讲课的时候，有个学生说。
It says, Reverend, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says that Christ will descend from heaven with a loud command. I would like to know what that command will be.
这个学生说，牧师，在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节，那里说基督会带着大声的命令从天降临。我想知道这个命令是什么。
A funny question to ask.
问的问题非常的有趣。
The lecturer was thinking of an answer.
这个啊 ，Fisher 这个老师就想到底怎么样来回答他。
And he remembered that earlier that day he met with a refugee from a war in Liberia in Africa.
那他想起那天早晨的时候，他给在一个利比亚内战中的一个难民遇见了这个难民。
The man was a high school principal.
这个人呢是中学的校长。
He was taken captive by a death squad.
他被行刑队俘虏。
He managed to escape.
后来他设法的逃跑出来。
But two of his children were killed.
但是他的两个孩子就被杀了。
And Gregory Fisher was thinking about the many poor beggars he would walk past on the way to the Bible College.
这个费舍想到他每天早晨在他去办公室的路上遇见那么多的乞丐。
He saw people without hope.
他看着人们是怎么样失去了盼望。
As he was thinking about these things, the student said.Reverend, you haven't given me an answer. What will Jesus say when he comes back?
当他继续的想的时候，这个老师就这个学生把他打断说：“牧师，你还没给我一个答案。你知道耶稣会怎么说
？”And Gregory Fisher said, "Enough."
Greg Fisher 说够了。
He will shout enough when he returns.
他说当耶稣回来的时候，他会说已经够了。
The student said, "What do you mean? He will shout enough?"
当这个学生就问说：“你说什么意思呢？”说他够了。
Enough suffering.
他会说：“我们的痛苦已经够了。
”Enough starvation.
我们已经饥饿已经够了。
Enough terror.
我们的恐怖已经够了。
Enough death.
死亡已经够了。
Enough indignity.
侮辱已经够了。
Enough life trapped in hopelessness.
我们已经太多的陷入在绝望中，已经够了。
Enough sickness and disease.
疾病已经够了。
Enough time.
时间够了。
Enough.
已经够了。
No more ISIS.
在那一天的时候，再也没有这些恐怖组织。
No more sex trafficking.
再也没有性交易。
No more domestic abuse.
再没有家庭暴力。
No more rape.
再没有啊强暴。
No more exploitation of the poor.
再没有剥削穷人的事情。
And no more 14-year-olds blowing themselves up at wedding receptions.
再没有十岁的年轻人在婚宴上自焚。
When Christ returns, this is enough.
当耶稣回来的时候，已经够了。
It's time for judgment.
现在就开始要审判。
Time for new heavens and a new earth.
现在是新天新地的时刻。
Evil will be eradicated.
邪恶会被完全的铲除。
And we enter a perfect world.
我们会进入一个完美的新的世界。
And verse 6 to 9 describes this perfect world in Isaiah. It's like paradise regained.
你知道，当在六节到九节说的这个新世界，好像是我们重新的进入到。恢复的乐园。
The prophet uses symbolic language to describe peace and harmony.
你知道，在这里，这个先知用比喻性的语言来描述这个世界。
Listen to this: the wolf will live with the lamb.
你听，说在这里，豺狼与绵羊羔同居。
The leopard will lie down with the goat.
豹子与山羊羔同卧。
If I was a goat, I'd run from the leopard, wouldn't you?
如果我是个羊的话，我赶快从这个狮子身上跑，狮子旁边跑跑掉。
Not when everything is perfect.
你知道，并不是啊，在那里是一切都是美好的。
The calf and the lion and the yearling together.
少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群。
And a little child will lead the lion and all the other animals.
这个小孩子会牵引这些个。是个狮子，还有别的动物。
The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.
牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样。
The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and a young child put his hand in the viper's nest.
吃奶的孩子必玩耍在喙食的洞口，断奶的婴孩必按手在毒蛇的穴上。
And they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，像水充满洋海一般。
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's peace, it's harmony, it's joy, it's life. God is going to create a perfect new world.
你看，这是一个非常美好的世界，在其中有和平，有和睦，啊，有喜乐。
And in Isaiah 65 verse 17, we're only going to read the first verse here this time. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
你知道，在以赛亚书65章17到25节这里，人牧师他只讲了一节，就是说你们倒要因我所造的永远欢喜，我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。
And in verse 9, people will have the knowledge of God in this perfect world.
你知道在啊第九节里说人们会有认识神那个荣耀的知识在这个世界里。
Australians today say, raise their fist at God and say, I don't believe in God, I'm an atheist.
你知道在澳洲很多人说我不认识神，我是个无神论者。
Or God, don't tell me how to live my life, I'll do it my way.
神啊，你不要告诉我怎么说话，我想自己怎么活就怎么活。
Not in this perfect new world.
这个世界不是一个完美的世界。
All who are there in the new heavens and the new earth have the knowledge of God and listen to him.
你知道在新天新的世界里、啊、每个人都认识神的知识，他们每个人都会顺服神。
And not only now will blessing come to Israel and Judah, it will come to the nations of the earth.
你知道不仅是神要祝福以色列，神要祝福所有的国家。
In that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him and his place of rest will be glorious.
你知道将来啊将来有一天，所有的民都会来到神的面前。
So the vision is bigger than Israel. It is bigger than Judah. It is bigger than Jerusalem. It is to the nations.
你知道这个意象不仅是关乎到耶路撒冷和以色列，是关乎到所有的国家。
They will come to Jesus from China.
你那时候会有中国人来到这里。
from Indonesia,
从印尼,
from Malaysia,
从马来西亚,
from Singapore,
从新加坡,
from Hong Kong,
从香, 香港,
from Brazil,
从巴西,
from England,
从英国,
what else would you like me to try? From Switzerland.
From 瑞士.
Do you know? Yeah, it's good. The point is they're going to come from every nation. All the nations will come. And we have, even as we gather this morning, a fulfillment. We are a fulfillment of this prophecy 700 years before Christ. Nations come to worship him.
在耶稣诞生700年就看到人印象说所有的国家都要来到神的面前。
And friends, Romans chapter 15, verse 12, the Apostle Paul picks up this theme. He says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. We are those Gentiles.
你知道罗马书15章12节说那时候啊，说将来有耶稣的根就是那兴起来要治理外邦的外邦人都要仰望他。我们就是这些外邦人。
Friends, Jesus is going to bring perfection, but not yet.
耶稣会把这个完美带给这个世界，但是我们知道现在还没有完全的实现。
And this is the final point. I'm calling it now, but not yet.
啊，这是最后的一点。我成为说现在到了，但是还没有完全的实现。
We live between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus.
我们啊，生活在耶稣第一次来和第二次再来之间。
Jesus came once to die on the cross for our sins and rise again from the dead. He has victory over sin, death, and Satan.
耶稣第一次来为我们的罪死在十字架上，他从死里复活。
He'll come a second time to perfect what he has started.
第二次，当他再来的时候，他把一切都做得完美。
The Bible makes it very clear that this king is Jesus.
圣经中说的非常明确，这个王就指的耶稣。
Conceived by the Holy Spirit,
他是由圣灵感孕
baptized in the Spirit,
由圣灵受洗
led by the Spirit,
被圣灵引导
and he quotes Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
他引用以赛亚书六十一章说，耶和华的灵在我身上
and in the ministry of Jesus, we see a taste of the perfect world to come.
我们在耶稣的事工里，我们看到了一个完美世界的味道。
He calms the storm. He speaks. The storm stops. A sign of his power.
他平静风浪，他对风浪说话，这个风浪就停止了。我们看到他话语的能力。
He heals the sick.
他医治有病的人。
In the future, no one will get sick, but he gives us a taste. He heals the sick when he first came.
当他啊，将来的世界里没有疾病，当他在他的事工里，他医治有病的人，叫你看到他。有能力医治疾病。
He feeds the hungry.
他喂饱那些饥饿的人。
He rebukes the oppressors.
他斥责那些压迫人的人。
He raises the dead.
他使死人复活。
He forgives sin against God.
赦免那些人得罪神的罪。
And after his death and resurrection, he is raised to God's right hand, and he is in authority over this universe.
在他死亡和复活之后，他被高举到神的右边，神赐给他权柄来管理整个的宇宙。
Revelation 5:5 says, Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scrolls and its seven seals.
启示录第五章五节那里说不要哭看哪、啊、犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根他已经得胜能以展开那书卷揭开那基因。
In Revelation 22:16, The last book in the Bible, we read these words, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star.
启示录二十二章十六节，耶稣说，耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们说明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
And our first response ought to submit to this loving ruler.
我们第一个反应就是应当服从这个慈爱的君王。
But secondly, we are waiting for the end. We are waiting for the consummation of the kingdom.
现在我们是在等待着末世，等待着神他的国完全的实现。
We live in what theologians call the now and not yet.
我们生活在这个时代是已经来到了，但是还没有完全来到的世界。
We are forgiveness and new life in Jesus now. but we have not yet got all that God will give us in the future.
我们啊，现在已经有了耶稣给我们的生命，但是我们没有享受到神将来要给我们的一切。
The kingdom has come, yet it has not yet fully come.
国度已经来到，但是还没有完全的到来。
We await his return, and in the meantime, the Bible says in Romans 8, we groan.
我们啊，生活在等待着耶稣再来的时间，圣经说我们在这里叹息呻吟。
We suffer.
We 受苦。
We agonize in our minds and in our hearts and in our bodies, and we groan and we look forward to when Jesus will come and make everything perfect.
我们的心灵，我们的身体受苦，我们在其中叹息，我们等待着耶稣再来。
Recently, I sat in a hospital with Shirley Cummins, who just passed away.
啊，最近我给 Shirley 就是刚去世的这位姊妹做了一期。
She had cancer in the past, and she said to me.I don't know why it has come back again.
他以前是得过癌症，他说：“哎呀，我不知道为什么这个癌症又回来了。”
There was hope in God, and yet there was groaning because we live between the two comings of Jesus, and there is pain and there is suffering, and we want to be released from the suffering.
我们生活在啊这个世界里，我们盼望着耶稣来临，我们希望从我们的痛苦中得到释放。
One of my friends is.Has a friend who was 35, and last Sunday she collapsed.
你知道，我一个朋友，他的朋友呢，啊，才35岁，在上星期的时候呢，突然就倒下来了。
She had a bleed on her brain, was unconscious for a significant period of time.
你知道，他的啊，脑中出血，然后呢，他失去了意识好几天了。
The doctors have been working with her, but she is still unconscious. They are not able to wake her up.
啊，这个医生给他做了很多的工作，但是还没有把他。完全的弄醒。
He has two young kids.
他有两个小孩子。
There's groaning. There's pain.
人们在这里叹息痛苦。
Between the first and second comings of Jesus.
在耶稣的第一次来和第二次来之间。
But we look forward to when Christ comes and all will be made perfect.
我们等待耶稣再来，到那个时候，一切都是完美的了。
And our sister Shirley, who went to be with the Lord Thursday morning,
我们的姊妹星期四早晨 ，Shirley 已经被主接去
，has now been perfected.
那么现在她已经完全了，阿门。
But between the two comings, we need to work for the consummation of the kingdom.
在这两个时代中间，我们应当努力工作的来能够看到神的工作完成。
The Bible says this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.As a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
马太福音24章14节说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会来到。
The end will not come until the gospel has been preached to all nations.
这个国度不会来到，只有我们把福音传遍这个地极。
Bible says, Revelation 5:9, Jesus with his blood,Purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
启示录五章九节告诉我们，耶稣用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
That's why.We reach out in Jesus' name in our community.
这就是为什么我们竭力地向我们的周围的社区来传讲福音。
That's why we send missionaries to Lebanon.
这就是为什么我们要打发宣教士去黎巴嫩。
And to Africa.
去非洲。
And to Thailand.
去泰国。
And to Indonesia.
去印尼。
Because we want to reach the nations for Jesus, and then the end will come.
我们想为了耶稣的话，来为了耶稣的缘故来传福音到地极。
There's a perfect world coming.
你知道有一个完美的世界会来到。
We live between the first and second comings of Jesus.
我们生活在耶稣的第一次来和第二次再来之间。
We may be groaning.
我们可能呻吟。
But we have a job to do.
但是我们有工作要做。
To share the good news with everyone.
我们要和每一个人来分享福音。
Believe in Jesus.
相信耶稣。
And let me say, if you've never believed in Jesus, why don't you come to Him?Give your life to Him, repent of your sins, trust in Him, find forgiveness and the certainty of a perfect world in the future.
你如果你现在还没有相信耶稣，为什么不现在来相信耶稣呢？让耶稣来赦免你的罪，来信靠他，然后你会进入那个将来的美好的世界。
Amen.
Amen.